Well, the debate at the top of the ticket can filter down. In Missouri, a state that's tilted red, Republican incumbent Roy Blunt is facing a challenger, the Democratic State Secretary of State Jason Kander, and it's a race that's closer than many thought it would be. That's where we're going for today's Senate Tracker, our weekly look at Senate races. Peggy Lowe is investigations editor at Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City. Peggy, Roy Blunt looking for a second term, but again, it's close. So how much does that have to do with the top of the Republican ticket?
Well, that's a very interesting question because the Democrats obviously are trying to link Roy Blunt to Trump, who is unpopular for the most part across the country. The Republicans, too, then are trying to link Jason Kander to Hillary Clinton, very, very unpopular in Missouri. So while that's happening along party lines, here in Missouri, the two candidates are kind of trying to stay their own course. So, for instance, this race was so tight that both candidates stayed away from their respective parties' national convention to stay home and campaign, and both are crisscrossing the state in their big Greyhound buses and really trying to get out the vote right now.
Well, and that could also be because they want to distance themselves from those unpopular candidates. But start with Roy Blunt, promising to repeal Obamacare, reduce environmental regulations so that more coal can be used. He's also talked about military issues, his support of a bipartisan bill called the Military Family Stability Act that would give military families more time to relocate when they get stationed in a new place. That's mentioned in one of his recent ads. Let's listen.
Military families are put in situations where they have to be strong. Senator Blunt took a real issue that families face and he brought it to the forefront. And it didn't matter the background of the family, it didn't matter the political views of the family.
And Peggy, though, how important is this that Roy Blunt reached to that audience?
This is a very critical issue here in Missouri because Jason Kander is a former captain in the Missouri Army National Guard. He has a stellar record. He has released his military records to the public. He served as a lawyer and in intelligence in Afghanistan. His ads are gorgeous. They show him in uniform and helping. He still trains soldiers. So Blunt, actually, he took a couple, I think three deferments when he was in college in the 60s. So this is, you know, usually it's the Republican candidate who is really cited heavily with the military. Here in Missouri this year, it's the Democrat.
Let's listen to a little of Democrat Jason Kander's ad, again, talking about some of his military background.
I'm Jason Kander. I enlisted after 9/11 and was an Army intelligence officer rooting out corruption in the Afghan government. When I came home, I worked to reform state government, save tax dollars as Secretary of State. Now I'm running for Senate and I approve this message because there are too many politicians in Washington who only care about themselves.
And so, Peggy Lowe, what else is Jason Kander speaking about?
A lot of the other issues are things like the environment, as you mentioned before, Robin. You know, this is a big ag state, and Roy Blunt is endorsed by the Missouri Farm Bureau, which is the biggest, most powerful farm group in the state, and he opposes these environmental regulations. He opposes the EPA sticking their nose into farmers' business. That's a huge topic here. Jason Kander, however, is trying to take the race and move it more towards Democratic issues. For instance, minimum wage is a big issue because he does get support from the labor unions. And when polled, what's interesting is Blunt was ahead of Kander in polling about 5-6 points. But when asked about the minimum wage, Kander polls higher than Blunt. And so some national activists and certainly Missourians here on the ground see that as a great issue for Jason Kander.
So it's shaping up to, I mean, it's this really tight race. And we understand tons of money is pouring in from outside the state.
That's right. For instance, with the military ads that you were just playing, a group called One Nation, it has anonymous donors. It spent more than $3 million in Missouri on a version of these ads touting Roy Blunt's military family experience. So there will be a lot of outside money. So far, Blunt has raised more than Kander. He's raised about $9 million. Kander's raised about $5 million. That said, the experts here say the race is expected to top the 39 $9 million mark that was spent on the last Senate race here that involved Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill.
And in that case, the Democrat did win.
She sure did.
Yeah. In this red state, Peggy Lowe, investigations editor at Here and Now, contributor KCUR in Kansas City. In our weekly Senate tracker, she's looking at the race between incumbent Roy Blunt, the Republican, and his challenger, the Democrat, Jason Kander in Missouri. Peggy, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.